For a bit more analysis on the stimulus package agreement, we turn now to author and economist Dr. Julianne Malvo. Dr. Malvo, welcome back.
Thank you, Tony.
Many Republicans are calling the stimulus plan bloated, while some Democrats think it doesn't go far enough. Let's talk about the balance. And the two questions I have for you to begin with are, does this package hit the right balance, and how long will it take to know if this balance is actually going to work?
Well, Tony, I line up with the people who think that the stimulus package is not large enough. Obviously, someone said once no one should ever have to watch either legislation or sausage being made because the process is often repugnant. And I think that you can really see that this legislation had a lot of hands in it. As the correspondent said, the details of it are really just being written now. So there are things that many would have liked to see in this bill. The fact is that we're spending far more money on bailout than we are on stimulus. But we won't know until maybe 6 months, as we begin to see things turn around, whether or not it's hit the right balance.
You mentioned the stimulus versus the bailout. I was going to ask you how this current stimulus package dovetails, if at all, with the release of the remaining TARP funds.
It really is. They're two different situations altogether. I mean, the banks could be more helpful, and we have not heard again, from the Federal Reserve, but the banks could be more helpful in releasing some of the dollars they have. The fact is that the banks have money that they're sitting on. The federal government has given the banks money. The banks refuse to spend it. It's ridiculous. And some of the dollars, as they release the second bit of money, the $350 billion, I shouldn't say bit, the second barrel of money, as they release that second amount of money, we really would like to see some strings put on that. Do not line up for this money if you're just going to sit on it to make yourself feel good. The purpose of that bailout money is to get some money out in the community in terms of home loans and other kinds of loans.
The plan has preserved the president's signature tax cut, a break for millions of lower and middle income taxpayers. We know that this has been very important to the Obama administration, but my question is it more a nod to the political reality or the economic reality facing Mr. Obama?
I think it's both. I think that he put that out there, as you recall, during the campaign. McCain was quick to talk about he was going to spend your money, and he came back and said, no, we will cut taxes, and so he's done that. So he had to, because he said he was. If this package passed without one of his promises, one of his key promises, I think that the public would have every right to be somewhat disillusioned. But it's an economic reality, and it's a political reality. Republicans can go back and say, we brought you something back. You know, Republicans tend to be the ones who want to cut taxes. Barack Obama nodded to their side during the campaign, and he's kept his word.
There is disagreement, is there not, even among economists, as to whether or not a tax cut or a spending plan is the best way to quickly stimulate the economy?
There is significant disagreement, both from a partisan perspective. Democrats tend to want to spend the money, get it out there. Republicans tend to want to let you spend your own money. So if you get a tax cut, the thinking is that you will stimulate, but you may or may not. You may choose to save. You may do something else with it. But economists also disagree, although I must say that most progressive economists particularly believe that spending makes more sense and has a more immediate impact than a tax cut.
A progressive economist being what?
Those who I would say are focus on economic justice issues tend to be, you know, somewhat more left of center than right of center. That would be that group.
Now, infrastructure has been one of the cornerstones of this plan, Dr. Malvo, since the beginning. As it stands, we are looking at $100 billion for shoring up levees, repairing roads and bridges, etc. The president says this will create 400,000 jobs immediately. So the question obviously then is, how realistic is that, and how immediately are people going to be able to feel this?
It's realistic that people can get back to work, I would say, within 3 months. You have some projects, the shovel-ready projects. I mean, they're projects that merely need the people in order to implement them. So the legislation will be passed, I'm sure, this week. As they write it, the actual bill will be filed. And then the difficulty comes as money is put into state and local governments. How quickly can people turn it around? But we know that there are millions of people, 4 million to be exact, who lost their jobs you know, in the last 15 months. And in addition, you have people who are constantly entering the labor market who are looking for work. And those people are going to put pressure on their legislators. Let's not have some convoluted process that makes it take 6 months before these projects are approved. The purpose in approving shovel-ready projects is that they could be implemented immediately. Now, immediately is not tomorrow. But I would say that within 3 months, we ought to see a bump in the number of people who are working, and it ought to be, you know, a large bump.
We're talking about enormous amounts of money between the stimulus package and the bailout. Under normal circumstances, I suppose, Dr. Melvo, one would expect that it would take a certain amount of time to be able to cobble together a plan that would be effective and have some economic veracity to it. We didn't have that time because of the dire consequences. So are we getting the best we could get given the time that we had?
You know, the question, Tony, is what do we want? Do we want to fine-tune the bill so that we ended up with a perfect bill, or do we want to get the money out there really soon? I don't think this bill is perfect by anybody's imagination. There are a list of things that HBCU presidents have been lobbying for, which are just not there at all. We ask for more money for the Pell. We ask for relief for students in terms of student loans to be able to pay those back later. We ask for more grant money for colleges, and that just didn't happen. You know, we're going to have to come back and get another bite of the apple. As disappointed as I am at not getting what we wanted, what buoys me is the notion that families, that people who lost their jobs, Tony, don't have time to wait. People who are sitting on the verge of foreclosure and don't have a paycheck don't have time to wait. So it usually takes a very long time to get the perfect bill, and then even then it's not perfect. I think that to move on the part of expediency, it's a great beginning for President Obama, and we'll tweak it and do more later.
I guess we'll also have to wait to see how the stock market reacts to the news. That should be a bellwether of some importance, I would suspect.
Well, the stock market tanked yesterday. It was down by more than 300 points on the news that the stimulus bill, you know, as they were getting closer to agreement. We'll see what happens today. But the market, let's be clear about what the stock market is doing. Part of what's happening.
Well, let me stop you only because I think your answer is going to take longer than we have time for. So
okay.
We'll have to say that when we bring you back on Monday. Dr. Melvo, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tony. Always a pleasure.
That was author and economist Dr. Julianne Melvo. She is also the president of Bennett College.